And because even though it's been in three fires, and in fact just 1997, there was another fire, and thanks to the Italian firefighters, the shroud was saved. And so somebody is trying to destroy this image, okay? And so I think it's a real miracle that we have the image, even though a lot of it has been burned, as you can see from these white patches and the burn marks. You know, really the majority of the image, thank God, is untouched. So, I mean, to me, that would also be evidence that God is watching out for this image of the shroud. Maybe at this time we can go through the basic sufferings of our Lord, from the agony in the garden, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross and the crucifixion, in the light of the evidence that we have on the Holy Shroud of Turin. So we'll talk about exactly how many scourge marks were on our Lord's body, how many puncture wounds in the head, the other blows to the face, the other evidence of crucifixion. So I'm going to base a lot of what I'm saying from this article that came out in 1986 from the Journal of the American Medical Association, written by some medical doctors. Let's talk first for a moment about the agony in the garden. And basically what that says is that our Lord, Scripture says our Lord sweat blood in the agony in the garden. And in medical terms, it's called hematidrosis, which occurs occasionally. It's even happened in some recent years, even in our own country, where due to a high emotional state, almost a state of incredible agony or mental anguish, a person actually would sweat blood, where the capillaries underneath the skin burst and the person actually sweats blood where sweat would normally come out through the pores. And the effect of this would be that a person's skin would be made like an entire bruise from head to toe. Now, think about this. When our Lord was going through the scourging and the crowning with thorns, that his whole body was like a bruise from head to toe, which meant his skin was much more sensitive to pain than it would have been otherwise. See, if you have a bruise on your elbow and then you hit your elbow, it's going to hurt a lot more than if you didn't have a bruise there. So the hematidrosis would have made our Lord's body very, very sensitive to pain, almost as if you had the third degree burn over your whole body. I mean, imagine falling asleep in the sun and then somebody slapping you on your back when you have a very bad sunburn. That's what our Lord's skin would have felt like. And remember that when he scourged and crowned with thorns and crucified. There was a case a few years back of a woman in Ohio that was saying goodbye to her husband and children who were driving off in the car going on a trip. And after she said goodbye to them, the car pulled out into a major road and a truck came from the opposite direction and hit the car head first, and her husband and children were instantly killed. And she saw this and witnessed this, and she went into this shock, this anguish, where she actually sweated blood. So it is a medical phenomenon that does occur occasionally, and this poor woman experienced this when she saw this terrible event occur to her husband and children. Now we'll look at the scourging at the pillar. If you look at the image of the shroud, you'll see that there are scourge marks up and down our Lord's entire body, on the back, from the neck, all the way down to the heels. And from what the scientists can determine, based upon the shroud, that the scourge marks were made by a device which had a wooden handle, and on the end would be pieces of lead, like little balls. And there would usually be two or three of these on the end. So basically, if somebody got a lash, they would actually get two, perhaps three, scourge marks. The scientists have shown that there's 120 lashes. Now you might ask, well, Jewish law said you could only scourge 39 times, because the Jews knew that if it was over 39 times, that would be cruel punishment. You'd actually die from a scourging. But 39 lashes, somebody could still live. Why is it our Lord has 120 lashes? Well, some people speculate it's because of the fact that our Lord was scourged under Roman law and not under Jewish law. Remember, he was